When we talk about climbing philosophy, the big problem is that we're looking at it from a Western perspective, where climbing is a leisure activity. It is a philosophical activity, it's a philosophical exercise, and people talk about the right way to do climbing and the wrong way to do climbing, you know, and so on. That's not the case for Nepal. Nepal does not see it that way. Climbing is an economic activity. It is a development activity. Every climber provides people jobs. Every climber provides a farmer a market to sell to, or a customer to sell to. So it's a completely different way that we see climbing. If we go by a completely philosophical perspective that climbing should be completely based on one's own ability, should take no support from Sherpas, you know, should do completely alpine style, should not hire anyone, should all of that, that means that there's very little benefit to the country. And so the country has no interest to sell mountaineering. Why would Nepal want to sell mountaineering to foreigners if it's not going to benefit from it? And so you have to be very careful. When a Westerner says, oh, this is against the philosophy of mountaineering, it is against the Western philosophy of mountaineering, but is it against the Nepali philosophy of mountaineering? Nobody ever asks that.